Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you once again to be able to stand before your peoples. Lord, I welcome the Holy Spirit in. Have free course here today. Lord, speak to me and through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. All right, the title of this message, Go Again, Keep On Looking. Amen. Let's go to the book of Kings. First King 18. That's what we're going to end up, but let's just back up a little bit. Let's go all the way back to 16. Because I'm going to have to set the stage there for you. And we're going to have to start at 16. You remember Elijah, when he prophesied that it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years. Why did he prophesy that it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years? Why did God have him to do that? And we're going to try to set the stage this morning for that. But we have to go back to 1 King 16, and then we're going to have to work our way up. 16 verses 30. Why did God have Elijah to prophesy that it wasn't going to rain for 3.5 years? Look at 1 Kings 16 and verse 30. And Ahab, the son of Omaz, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that was before him. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. All of those kings that came before him, he was the worst kind. He did more evil, bad deeds than any of them. Look at 31. And it came to pass as if had been a light thing for him to walk in the scene. Watch this here. He took it lightly. He didn't even care about it. He wasn't even moved by the things that he was doing. It didn't even bother his conscience. But he was an evil individual, evil king. Look up at 33. And Ahab made a groove, and Ahab did more to provoke. Listen at this now. And Ahab made a groove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that was before him. He did more garbage. He did more evil than all of the king that was before him to provoke the Lord God. And I want you to know, he had pushed the Lord. He had pushed him up against the wall, so to speak. He was tired of his ways. He was tired of that. And look down at 1 Kings 17. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Abraham, as the Lord God of Israel live, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew or rain these years. But according to my word, the Lord had his prophet Elijah to prophesy to Ahab because he was a wicked king. He did more evil than any the king that came along before him. He said, ain't going to be no dew or rain. Now, you know, that's kind of tough there. Watch this here. No dew or no rain. No dew or no rain. That's mean a lot. That's mean a lot. No dew, no rain. Wasn't going to be no livestock. Now, think about this. 3.5 years with no dew and no rain. Wasn't going to be no livestock. Wasn't going to be no crop. Man, I tell you, that was a hard thing for the Lord to do, but he was tired of Ahab acting the way that he did. And he, not only the livestock, guess what? We can go without food for a while, but what about water? And that means death to the people. Everybody is going to be affected from this 3.5 years drought. everybody, your crop, your livestock, and death to the people because of no rain. Just think about it. No rain, no dew for 3.5 years. Somebody gonna die. Something is not going to be fruitful. We're going someplace with that. Turn with me. Let's go to 18. No rain means no crop, no food, no livestock, even death to the people. Look at 18. Let's start at verses number 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Balaam, then follow him. And the people answer him, not a word. Watch this out. The people didn't say nothing. Elijah called the peoples together and he had a word for them. And notice what he said. Because they was back there, they were serving Balaam. Because there was Balaam is just another form of all kinds of God. They were serving God that would draw them away from the commandments of God. Balaam was an idol to them. Balaam was evil. And they was drawn away from that. Now, when the man of God called them together, 21, I'm sure they might have thought that, hey, maybe he finna prophesy that the rain, he gonna pray for rain, that the drought gonna be over with. But notice what he said in Elijah, when he called him, and Elijah came upon all the peoples and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Balaam, then follow him. God follow him, but if Balaam follow him, and the people's answer not a word. You can tell when good preaching, when a good thing is going on, nobody don't say a word. They ain't gonna say nothing. You don't even get an amen. You don't even get a hallelujah. When he brought that statement to them, he said, you follow Balaam or you gonna follow God. We're gonna see what we're gonna do here. How he gonna deal with this here. 22, then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Balaam prophet and 450 men. 23, let them therefore give us two bulls. Now he finna show, he finna get with them and we finna see who is that God, the most high God right here. It's getting ready to be a showdown here. 23, let them therefore give us two bullocks and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. 24, and call ye, watch this here now, do a test here. He gonna show them who is the God of this universe. Who is the God, the most powerful one? It's gonna be, he gonna reconcile with that right now. Because that was back and forth. Some was serving Balaam and some was wanting to serve the Lord. And I think many times, we as believers, we as Christians, sometimes we get off a little bit. We come in the house of the Lord and we'll go along with some things in the Bible here. But then the others, we act like we don't have any idea what the word is saying about this situation or circumstance. And we know right from wrong. But then we want to find a way out, an excuse that we can do what we want to do according to the flesh. But watch this here. He said, and call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people, they answer, all right, answer and say, it is well spoken. Verse 25, and Elijah said unto the prophet of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself and dress it first. For ye are many and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under. It's going to be showdown. It's getting ready to be a test. Who is God? Who is you going to serve? Is it going to be Balaam or is this going to be the Lord God? Who are you going to have your trust in? 25, 26. And they took the bullock was given them and they dressed it and called on the name of Balaam. Watch this here now. And called on the name of Balaam from morning, evening until noon, saying, O Balaam, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which they was made. They was calling on Balaam. They was calling on their God. Come on now, stay with me. They was calling on their God, but watch what happened. 27, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is God. Either he is taken or he is pursuing or he is in a journey or a pre-event. He is asleep and must be awake. He began to mock them. He was telling them what to do, how to do. And in other words, he was mocking. He said, cry aloud. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's on vacation. Maybe he don't hear you. We are getting ready to see where the test, where the rubber meets the road now. 28, and they cried aloud and cut themselves. Look at here. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lasso till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was passed and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regard. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. Now here Balaam, those that were trusted in Balaam, guess what? They tore down the altar, They got up there, they danced, they cried out to God, their God, which was Balaam. And guess what? He didn't answer them in no kind of form or fashion. They began to cut themselves. They began to blood gushed out of them. They was just getting violent, calling on their God. And ain't nothing happened. And even Elijah began to mock them. Look at verse 30. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the peoples came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribe of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Let's jump down to 33. We're going someplace. Just stay with me now. But I had to set the stage. I had to start back in 16 to get you up to where we needed to be. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid him on the wood. And watch what he did. And said, fill your barrels. Watch this. Fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. You know what was interesting to me? Notice what he said. Fill four barrels with water. You got to remember, it hadn't rained. Where did the man of God get the water from? Where did he get the water from to pour on the altar? I tell you, he said, fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. Come on, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. He wanted to make sure that it wasn't rigged, that the people would see that it wasn't rigged. It wasn't no kind of way, no gimmick. He had water to be poured on there in the trenches. 34, 35, and the water ran around the altar and filled the trenches also with water. Where did the water come from? Just a recount of that, recap of that. Where did the water come from? I tell you, the man of God, he knew how to get the water. He knew what to do. He knew how to get it. Man, nobody else had water because it hadn't rained. That's a mystery to me, but that's God. That's God's way of showing. I'm with Elijah. Look at 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering and the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, God, watch this hand, and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am thy servant. Look at that. I like that part. Let him know, let them know that I am your servant. Can we say that? Can we say that we are his servant? Can we say to the people, I am a servant of the Most High God. I am a servant of God. I believe that God will do just what he say. And I'm trusting in him. I'm believing in him. And watch this here. And that I've done, and not only that I'm a servant, and that I have done all of these things at that word. Are we doing all that we can do? How we started off this morning? Are we doing everything that we know to do? Are we a servant of the Lord, of the Most High God? Are we doing everything according to his commandment? I think that we all can tighten our belt. I think that we all can gird up our belt and begin to tighten up and to begin to do more of his commandment. Walk them out, not just knowing them, not just meditating on, but being a doer of what we already know. Come on now. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord. He wasn't asking God to move on his behalf that the people would see him, but let him know that you are God. I want you to show them that you are God and that thou hast turned thy hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burning sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water and was in the trench. Fire came down from heaven and it consumed the wood, the stone. It consumed everything and licked up the walls. 39, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their face and they said, the Lord, he is thy God. The Lord, he is thy God. God made a believer out of them. Now here they God, Balaam, wasn't able to do nothing for them. But here Elijah, the God that he's a servant, and the Lord came in and stood behind him and manifest, called fire down from heaven and consumed that altar, consumed everything that was there. And that's made a believer out of those that was serving Baal. And notice what they say. They had a change of heart. Notice what they say. The Lord, he is thy God. The Lord, he is thy God. He made a believer out of them. Now, this would bring us to this end. It took all of that to get me to where I wanted to be. 41, right here. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. There's a sound of the abundance of rain. He heard that in his spirit. There's a sound of an abundant of rain. He heard that in the spirit. 42, so Abraham went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. He began to pray to God. He began to pray to the God that he served. He began to pray to the Lord. He is that God. And notice what happened. Put his face between his knee. 43, and said to his servant, he said, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and he looked and said, he come back with this report. There is nothing. There is nothing. Elijah told him, go again. He told him, go again. And he said, go again, seven times. He told him, go again. Because Elijah had prayed. He heard and he felt the abundant of rain. He felt that it was coming. And he believed God. And he told his servant to go out. He told his servant to go out and look towards the sea. But he couldn't see it. He didn't see it. He came back, and this is what he said. There's nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And on the seventh time, he must have, can you imagine how his servant must have felt that? All he was saying, there's nothing. And all that Elijah said, go again. Go again. Because he knew, he had heard that there was a sound of an abundant rain. He didn't let what he seen, he didn't let allow what he said detour him. He did not change. Watch this here. He did not change his confession of faith. He believed God, the sound of abundant rain. And he told him, go again. Go again. And I believe that's where some of us might find ourselves right now, where we believe in God for situations or circumstances that happen in our life, and we haven't seen nothing. Zero, not anything. But I submit unto you, go again. Go get back on your knees. Go back into your prayer closet and just believe God and stay there until you see the manifestation. Don't change, come on now, your confession of faith. Don't cancel your order. Come on now. You already done put your order in. Don't cancel. The only somebody can cancel your order is you. God's working it out, no matter what it looked like. No, you didn't get it last week. No, you didn't get it last month. No, you didn't get it last year. But guess what? Go again. Get back in your prayer closet and go again. Now, you say, Pastor, I don't see nothing happen. I don't see the changes. What did Elijah say? Go again. Go again. We got to have a made up mind that we're going to stay at the altar. We're going to stay on our knees until we see the manifestation of those things that we are believing God for. I think that we just give up too soon. We give up too quick. Just because it didn't happen yesterday, today, tomorrow is a new day. Come on now. Tomorrow is a new day. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen the next day. Go again. Get back in your prayer closet. Don't change your confession of faith. Hold fast to your confession of faith. If you are believing for God, no matter what the situation say, no matter what the circumstance say, it might say nothing. There's nothing taking place. There's nothing changed. It seemed like the more I pray, the worse it's going to get. The worse it's taking place. But go again and stay with it. We got to be a sticker. You know, we talked about that last week, how people just want it right now. We want it instantaneous. We want that microwave fix. We got to have it right now. We've been programmed to that, getting it right now. It don't operate like that in the kingdom of God. You got to wait on God. You got to hold fast to your confession of faith. You got to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. If he said it, he'll do it, saint. Go again. Keep on looking. Keep on believing. Many people, God's people done gave up. Many of God's people just don't quit believing God. They don't let loose of what they started off with, how they was believing God. They gave up. And then they let doubt and unbelief come. And guess what they done did? They done blotted it out. They done canceled their order. The only somebody can cancel your order is you with your mouth. I want you to know he's on his way. I want you to know this man was praying right here. The only thing he said, he didn't tell his servant nothing else, no different. He kept it. He hold fast to his confession of faith. He just said, go again. Keep on looking. Go again. Keep on looking. Every time he came back, he said, there's nothing. Zero. Not anything. He said, hey, go again. And he just kept his head down. He just kept on bleeding. And I want you to know, over a period of time, on that seventh time, and it came to pass. Come on now. It came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arise a little cloud off the sea like a man's hand. That was a little cloud, just a little small a speck about the size of a man's hand. Don't despise small beginning. If he said it, that's going to be selling. That's going to sell it if it started off. But that's we want to jump from this dimension all the way to the top. But it started off with just a little small cloud as size, the size of a man's hand. And I want you to know, come on now. He said, arising a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, get up, says unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down that the rain stop thee not. I want you to know that man believed God. He felt the abundance of rain. And he didn't let nothing, he didn't let no report, he didn't let nothing stop him from believing. He kept sending his servants back. And they didn't argue about it. He just went back and he just kept on looking. He just kept on looking until he seen that little cloud, that little small hand appears out there. Verse 46. And the hand of the Lord, watch this here, and the hand of the Lord on Elijah, and he girded up his loin and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. I want you to know, keep looking, keep going back. I don't care if you don't see nothing. I don't care you don't see no sign. I don't care. You don't see the manifestation. I don't care if there's nothing that convincing you that, A, that God is working it out on your behalf. That's where faith come in. Just trusting in God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We are not moved by situation or circumstance. No matter what they say, no matter what people say, people speak negative in your life and you begin to wonder, you begin to accept that. But you got to hold fast to your confession of faith. If you believe God, just keep on believing. Go on to glory. That was those Old Testament saints. They didn't receive the promise of God. They didn't see it, receive it. But I want you to know, they went on to glory. They went on to glory, believing God. Go on to glory. Go on to glory. Don't give in. Don't give up. It just keep on believing. Keep on believing. Keep on looking. Keep going back to your prayer closet. Stay with it. Stay focused. It's not going to happen overnight. And after a while, you're going to see that little cloud, that little speck of cloud by size of a hand. You know that's a manifestation of something to change. Something is getting ready to take place. Don't give up, saint. Don't back up. Don't quit on God. I want you to know he is with you. He is for you. He's on your side. He want to bless you more than you want to be blessed. He want to see you rise up above that situation and that circumstance, that you could be a testimony to the glory of God, of what God is doing in your life. That's what's gonna cause us to be a witness. That let me tell you what God did for me in this situation. Let me tell you what God did for me in that circumstance. We got to be able to have a watch this, a track record where God has made a way for you. But we don't want to go through nothing in order to see that, the manifestation of what God does. We got to. If we're going to be a disciple of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're going to go through some things, and it's not going to be microwave. It's going to be time, and God's time. If we can hold on and hold out, if we can stay with it, if we can stay with it, He'll bring it to pass. 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 So I just leave that with you. Whatever you believe in God for, whatever you're facing, keep on looking for it. Whatever you trust in God for, whatever He dropped in your spirit, in your heart, go again until you see the manifestation of that. And sometimes what we have to do, maybe we jump down without a preparation for prayer. You know, in order, when you're facing a situation and a circumstance that it's going to take some faith, sometimes we just need to go back and take some time and begin to get everything right. And what I mean about that, get everything right, you know, if there's anything there that don't need to be there, if any doubt and unbelief is there, get rid of that and say, get down on your knees. Say, now, Lord, I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to pray. I done dealt with this. I done dealt with that. Holy Spirit, show me if there's anything else that I need to get rid of. See, you getting serious then. You getting serious for prayer then. You getting serious so you can hear from God, so you get your prayer answered. We have to prepare to pray. It's just like you prepare for anything else. Sometimes we just have to prepare for prayer. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for that. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.